the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Up is down. Black is white. Tyranny is freedom. Evil is good. Ignorance is strength. Everything is being turned on its head in this great inversion of reality that is occurring. The fact that so many unquestioning people accept this contortion without question is staggering beyond belief. It's gotten to the point of utter absurdity that young children are taught that biological sex is a social construct and not a law of nature, that one can choose their own gender, and woe to those who call out this nonsense for what it is. That so many parents are willing to go along with this inversion displays with clarity just how completely twisted the average mind has become, poisoned with satanic doctrines. Everything that is beautiful, magnificent, and sacred is stolen from you, manipulated, twisted, contorted, perverted, and then sold back to you and your children, and you shall pay a hefty price for the nightmarish gifts that are offered. The fee is your very soul and spark, the essence of your own children. The immense and magnificent beauty of our world, our oasis in the desert, is strip mined, toxified and polluted, defiled and rendered lifeless. The corporate machine plunders, produces, and discards over and again with reckless abandon, and we call that progress. Products are produced with built-in obsolescence so that they do not last, so that the beast of consumerism can be kept well-fed and the billions can flow endlessly into the coffers of the oligarchs at the expense of life itself. Sickness and depravity are normalized, televised, and spoon-fed to you and your children like pablum.
This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world.
The mindless eat it up willingly, giving their money and consent to every diseased and twisted ideology that insults the intellect and the spirit. The lines have been blurred between beauty and ugliness, between genders, between logic and absurdity, between art and putrid shit. All manner of nonsense is provided a platform and the funding to push this agenda of total inversion. Your minds are held captive with such trivialities, while those who claim rulership simply go on plundering and murdering. Such are the contorted ways of the circus bazaar. Care, compassion, imagination, honor, knowledge, intelligence, and virtue have been systematically bred out of your children in the indoctrination centers. They are miseducated, propagandized, and misdirected, and still the foolish place so much pressure on them to make the grade, do what you're told and fall in line. That's a good little slave. Creativity is stifled, and the young are drugged into complacency. They will be reduced to the lowest common denominator, snuffing out their light before they ever have a chance. They are trained like stupid and subservient cattle to focus on irrelevant, nonsensical distractions as they bleat and babble like lambs to the slaughterhouse, destroying their ability to think critically, just as was done to you. The killing floor will be splattered with the blood, hopes, dreams, and the guts of your babies. Indoctrination is referred to as education. Marxist control is called freedom. Gender neutrality is encouraged and disguised as equality, and the impressionable will lap up the bullshit, hook, line, and sinker, and believe that they are thinking for themselves. Everything is inverted, twisted, and contorted in this insane asylum that we call culture. Idiocy is presented as intelligence. Tyranny is presented as freedom. Superficiality is presented as beauty. Corruption is presented as virtue. Ignorance is presented as knowledge. Consumerism is presented as success. Foolishness is presented as wisdom, and lies are presented as truth. The societal and cultural collapse is simply accepted by the prisoners, no questions asked, and it is absolutely by design. The inmates of this lunatic asylum ridicule, outcast, reject, and even murder the teachers and sages while embracing the dark servants of evil and their twisted ideologies. So many have lost the ability to think critically with an open mind and to exercise discernment. Instead of introspection, self-education, self-actualization, and self-creation, they instead embrace every form of external stimuli, forever allowing themselves to be defined by the sickness of this world. These soulless automatons are more worried about celebrity scandal than the destruction of the Pacific Ocean due to the most horrific nuclear disaster in history. They are more concerned about the sports scores than the fact that World War III lurks around the corner. They are more concerned about their TV shows and jackass pop stars than they are about the surveillance society and the complete militarization of the police. They are more worried about recreation than the fact that tyranny is about to steamroll them and their children under the false pretenses of a global pandemic. The ones who refuse to get informed and educated, that willingly turn a blind eye to the situation that we face, and in fact hate and ridicule the courageous ones that try to warn them, are the true enemy. The masses have embraced distraction and entertainment, enthralled by the bread and circuses, mesmerized by the carnival, and have chosen to remain willfully ignorant in the face of knowledge. They have given away their power and right to think for themselves willingly. They have handed it over to the servants of calamity and chaos. They have handed away the keys to the kingdom and are about to be blindsided in ways that defy the imagination. There is simply no excuse for the staggering level of ignorance that pervades our cultures, except for the fact that most choose to remain ignorant, or they simply don't care. Facing the truth is far too unbearable, so these frightened little children will simply ignore what surrounds them and expect that everything will just fix itself and that they will be just fine. When they least expect it, the hammer of tyranny will strike the fatal blow without mercy. Get ready. It's coming soon and swiftly. Foolishness, stupidity, mediocrity, and banality have become the aspirations of the mindless, rather than compassion, knowledge, intelligence, freedom, and care. The dead walk. Once upon a time, stupidity and ignorance were shunned. Now, they are celebrated and exalted in this madhouse. The inmates appear to be proud of their mindless ignorance and the thoughtless drivel they present to the world. The current, self-appointed ruling class are of a satanic mindset. Natural law is inverted and freedom is destroyed, and it is done without mercy in the most diabolical and ruthless ways imaginable. And still, people refuse to see it, believing that somehow, if they remain in denial of the situation and ignore it, that it will go away all on its own. This is a very destructive mindset, and we are about to bear witness to the results of ignoring universal law in favor of embracing man's laws and systems, and it will be ugly. We stand at the brink of the entrance into the post-human era, if we allow it, where the very genome of humanity will be altered to create human 2.0. This is already underway with the agenda to inject everyone with gene-modifying biological agents containing nanotechnology that are falsely referred to as vaccines. The bewildered herd simply gets in line and obeys because they still insist on externalizing authority and giving their minds away to the most ruthless and sadistic psychopaths this toilet earth has to offer. I have a feeling that nature will have the final say, that she will soon flush the toilet. This anti-human agenda must not be allowed to reach its completion. From my perspective, we stand at perhaps the most pivotal time in all of human history. Will we rise above our manufactured differences and stand as one, Or will we allow the sadistic criminal miscreants that currently rule over us to complete their agenda of total inversion and enslavement of humanity within a technocratic totalitarian superstate? Each individual must ask the question of where they stand, and each must answer. If we do not make the conscious decision to stand up for human freedom in the face of this onslaught of tyranny, this great inversion, then all will be lost, and the time is now to make that choice. And I'll tell you, creativity and potential will have to be cultivated like never before. We can transcend what is planned for us and create our new renaissance, but it is going to require enormous effort. It will require a shifting in consciousness from that of a helpless victim to that of an independent, free-thinking, sovereign, self-actualized being. The sooner that each individual takes on the mantle of responsibility to initiate this shift in consciousness, the less suffering will be experienced. We can rise above, and we will, but it will never simply be handed to us. No, this will require great effort, and the time to begin is now. Thank you.